That was Salut d'Amour by Elgar, one of our favorites right here on the jukebox. Philip Mohl and Kyungwa Chung on the violin. Well, I'm joined by a remarkable pianist and arts advocate who wears many musical hats. That's Ken G, Hamilton-born, Guelph-based classical pianist, composer, educator, founder of Guelph Music Fest, which is now in its spectacular 19th season. Welcome, Ken. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Hello, Daniel. Good to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Welcome back. A beautiful sunny day out here in Collingwood. Whereabouts are you in the world?
I'm in Guelph, and it's actually, well, it was sunny. It's supposed to be sunny, but now it's kind of a bright gray, which is better than rain.
A bright gray. Well, nice poetic touch. Yeah, speaking of bright, you have an incredible festival trio concert coming up at Grace United Church this Sunday, June 1st, 3:30 p.m. You know, first off, congratulations, 19 seasons. What a spectacular achievement. Before we dive into that, now, what role do you think local festivals like yours play in building a community? Why are they so essential and integral?
Well, there's a lot of little festivals that are run by people like me, and obviously you're running a festival up your way as well now. It's a chance to really grow music at the local level and to develop an audience for all concerts. You know Chris Burton at Grace United Church.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I played there with the Odins. A lovely venue.
Oh, yeah. So Chris is a friend of a really good friend of mine, Norman Reintam, who does the Georgian Bay Symphonic Choir. And so he introduced me to Chris, and then I found out he was trying to do more chamber music in his church. So I went over and checked it out, and I thought he has his own piano there, which is quite good.
It's a nice piano. It has a warm intimacy. The venue, the people who come, it's a smaller venue, but it's enriched by the people who come, and you know, the acoustics. They just work together into this nice alchemy.
Oh yeah. And I can see why they chose that church, because it's perfect for recitals and for small ensembles.
It's beautiful. You'll love it. Well, let's jump to this event. Tell me the story behind the Festival Trio's formation in the 19-year history.
We called it the Festival Trio because it was the trio that was Guelph Music Fest. So it was my festival trio.
So that was right from the start, or did it kind of evolve gradually?
It came out of the first trio that was formed in Guelph Music Fest, which did not include Sadie Fields at the time. I was doing some solo recitals with her, but we had basically members of the Penderevsky Quartet doing different chamber music combinations. So I did, Paul Pulford was always there, and I did stuff with Jerzy Kaplanek. And then sometimes I would do concerts with the whole quartet and me playing, we do piano quintets, and then they would do a quartet. And then it's at 2014, somehow Sadie kind of settled into the position of replacing Jerzy, and Paul Pulford stayed along. And we've sort of mostly been doing it ever since. There were 2 years Sadie took off because she had babies.
Yeah. Well, I see from her bio, Sadie is based in Brussels, Paul in New Brunswick. How do you maintain such a strong musical connection over the years across continents and coasts?
It's great. We're really close friends. And, you know, partly one of the reasons, I mean, Sadie, we're so close that if she asked me to come there, I would go. And if I asked her to come here, she would just, she'd hop on a plane and fly over. Paul Pulford is semi-retired now. He retired from Laurier, where he was assistant dean of music. What became his permanent home is now what used to be his summer home, which he's been building for years and years, and now he's settled in. He just hops in his Prius. Literally, he just hops in the car and just drives his way. And he's got a daughter and grandchild that live in Toronto, so he stops there and sees them. And he's got relatives and friends in the area, so it's not just to come for the trio. But he would, if I asked him to play, he would drive over.
Wonderful. In his Prius, I love that. Just a nice romantic drive through the countryside, in all on the wings of song. Ken, tell me a little bit about this upcoming program. I'm intrigued. So many different styles. I mean, from Haydn, Elgar, Defia, Shostakovich. Is there a common binding thread? And, tell us, walk us through the program.
Well, the whole theme of the series this year, which is, we're just doing the one concert from the series up there, is called Around the World. So every concert features stuff from different parts of the world. We're not playing politics. We're just going with, just the musicians who are and artists. So this one really covers a lot of ground. As you can see, we've got Spain, we've got Germany, we've got England, and we've got Russia. Some of the stuff is lighter. The Elgar stuff that we're playing, just beautiful, soothing stuff. Defia is very, very colorful, and I'm sure you played it with somebody before. It's got that kind of guitar-like feel for the piano parts, and it's also done for violin as well. Yeah, and this particular Haydn trio, I was just looking, we wanted a Haydn trio, and I kind of searched through and found it's quite a delightful one to play.
It is, it is. It's a musical laughter. That finale is just great. Haydn at his most witty.
Yeah, and the only Haydn trio that starts with starts slowly.
Slow, yeah, exactly, exactly. Good introduction. So you're starting with that one, I assume.
Yeah, so we're doing the Haydn, and then we're going to do Defiant, then the Elgar. And Shostakovich will be the second half. And that, as you know, is a very, very powerful work. And I've done it before, and audiences are a little apprehensive when they see the title, but they always cheer at the end. Last time I did it was a standing ovation because it's so emotionally powerful.
Wonderful. I'm speaking with Ken G. He is the remarkable pianist, the visionary, the founder behind Guelph Music Fest on its 19th season. And as we heard, it's a trip around the world. Find out more details, get your tickets at guelphmusicfest.ca, guelphmusicfest.ca. And last question, Ken. You have had many hats that you have worn. I mean, hats off to you. Everything from music criticism to software development. How has that shaped your ability to lead this music fest? It's 19th and definitely 20th season coming ahead. Any highlights, anything that's really shaped your music journey?
You know, if I think about it, all these different combinations of skills has made it possible for me not only to perform, but to do all the back-end stuff as well without having to hire expensive designers. Before I go any further, though we're doing Guelph Music Fest, I'm really trying to get people to come to Grace United on Sunday, June 1st, where we're doing the repeat of the festival trio. And so that's 3:30 at Grace United. Spread the word through the town.
Absolutely. Let's fill up that hall. It will be remarkable. A trip around the world, many moods, many styles. And it's so many of the works we play right on our jukebox. The Haydn, piano trio, we often play that one. The Elgar, Defia is also a highlight. Shostakovich. So look out for it in a masterful performance coming up June 1st. That's this Sunday. Get your tickets at guelphmusicfest.ca.
Or just show up at the door. And most people just show up at the door of that church. And if you show up at the door, you get a free ticket.
I'm actually out in Hamilton playing with my crew.
But
yeah,
okay,
sorry. But of course, I wish you bright skies and a full house there. All the best.
And you too have a great house in Hamilton.
Thank you. Cheers.
Okay, bye-bye.